guys, and welcome to Never Offside with Julie and Kat. Today we have a special guest, wife of Eric Goodbranson, Sarah Goodbranson. She's a dentist, which is pretty cool. So we're going to talk to her about a bunch of stuff. Hey, Jules.
Hi. I'm sleeping over here. I was actually thrown off because you usually say episode number 11, and you didn't say that today because we got told.
Yeah, we were advised not to today
because you eventually stopped referring to your kids by, it's kind of like that. You don't refer to your kids by months once they turn like, you know, certain years old.
Yep.
So we've graduated and now we're just rolling, but we're episode number 11. Little sleepy over here this Monday, not gonna lie. The guys had an 8 p.m. game on Saturday, and those just rock me. Like, I feel hungover from it.
It's uncalled for. An 8 p.m. game is so uncalled for.
Like, well, yeah.
God forbid you go into overtime. You are not home until, you know,
1 a.m. Like, yeah. I mean, I also had three kids with me, so that didn't. Anyways, I just feel completely like, you know, a little out of sorts because we don't have 8 o'clock games here often. And I think back in Edmonton when Jeff played there, thank God it was before kids because they only played 8 o'clock games. Like, didn't matter if it was Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, always 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And wow, I just really, oof.
That was the same with Calgary, but at least the nice thing is like in Calgary, we all lived close, you know? So, but I mean, there are places where, say, you have a late game and then the rink's like an hour away. Like, it's just uncalled for.
Tell the TV deals how uncalled for it is.
How uncalled for it.
They might disagree.
Unnecessary it is. And
anyways,
unfair.
Yeah, it's, it even changes like the whole routine at the house. Like, I went into our bedroom it was like 4:15 and I was stressing out that Jeff missed his alarm.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I let 4 o'clock come, and I was like, okay, it's a late game. And then it was 4:15. I was like, no, he should be up by now. So I went in there. Lights were still off, and I just stood there. I stood really still, like, what should I do? Should I go wake him up? Should I not? And then all of a sudden, he, like, rustled over, and I was like, okay, are you going to be late? Like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm waking up in 15 minutes. I was like, oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
Oh, like, God. That's the worst.
I just totally messed it up. I didn't know the whole, like, timing of everything. And then I was stressed out that he missed his alarm. And I was just trying to help. But
that is it's a dicey situation because you don't want to wake them up to ruin the nap because they wake up. If they wake up before that alarm, it's like a
yeah, startled the bear.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to, like, ruin your pregame routine, whatever. Tyler wakes up, like, freaked out if I wake him up, you know?
Yeah.
So it is kind of that line where you're like, is he going to, like, miss the game if I don't wake him up?
If there is a video camera on me, like, I tiptoed in there and I was like, what is my next move? And I stood there for, like, a minute. Like,
yeah, it's tough.
Do I go in? Do I, and then I just went for it. And I was like,
yeah,
screw it. Yeah.
I mean, you're looking out for him, right? I mean, he might be
they got
mad
a win.
At you, but
he played solid. We were good. So I was like, we're good.
Yeah. Didn't ruin it. Okay, so we have to talk about this. So obviously last week we talked about, you know, the two kids, two teenagers thing that happened to me, you know, being startled and whatever. And after we shot the podcast, our producer, Maddie, Googled, I think he Googled Ty to Foley children or Ty to Foley kids. And it came up that we had two
secret family
kids named Leo and Mila. So then I Googled.
Very cute names, by the way.
Super cute. And then I Googled something else, like a variation. I think I did Tyler to Foley children. And I think I got one daughter named Olivia. This is all AI, like the little AI thing happens.
Yeah, the AI assist that comes up now.
Pops up. So then you Googled.
Yeah.
And what'd you get?
I got Aaliyah, which was different. I was like, wow.
And you said, and they're very actively posting Aaliyah on social media.
Yeah.
And then I kept doing it. And then I did it again. I got an Aria. I got a Tyson. However you put our names, Cat to Foley children, the Tofoli's children, whatever, a new AI thing pops up. So now I'm very creeped out. It's very weird. If AI is really taking over the world, get your facts straight, you know, like.
Yeah. Where's AI fact checkers?
Well, yeah, right. So I don't know. I don't know. I think partly this rumor on Twitter of Tyler being Macklin and Will's father has gone a little bit too far where it might be a thing. But news to us that AI assist has all these children.
Well, move over Leo and Olivia and Mila and Aaliyah and all the other kids you've got.
And Aria.
Because you got 2 20-year-olds coming in next.
Yeah, those are my 2 fave kids. So Will and Mac are my favorite of my 8 children. So
Speaking of, sharks are staying hot in the news. Someone's car getting busted by the bus. What is going on in San Jose?
I don't know, but it's like it's just all natural content. It just keeps happening. Not to say like poor Macklin getting his car hit is content, but you know, it's funny like just how these crazy things keep happening. And for a last place team, you know, like poor Macklin, like literally the bus, the Rangers bus, just backed up right into his car.
Yeah, and that's where a beeping system, like,
well, right, sensor. But that's, and it, I don't even know how it happened. There's this photo of the bus that I was LOLing at because it's really funny, but that's where all the fans gather after the game to see the guys. Mm-hmm. And Macklin's car is just right where the fans are, so they all had this front row view to it happening, and he's just like, on the phone. Yeah, he's on the phone calling like his insurance or something. And meanwhile, they're flying to LA right after the game, so he's got to catch this flight. And all the fans are just like, oh my God. Like, I think they all were feeling for him, but, you know, they're also taking pictures. Well,
right. Also, like, so you just play a game, which I saw they lost. And then it's like, here, go file a police report. Like,
yeah, it was a bad loss. And then, like, he has to, like, yeah, he has to learn. Somebody tweeted something funny. Like, he has to learn about, like, car insurance now or something.
You know, like, crazy stuff like that happens. So I remember, and I wish I had gotten the story from Jeff, but a car got hit in the parking garage in Montreal too. And it was just another one of those, like,
so mortifying.
Oh, like they pack those cars in like sardines, mm-hmm, in Montreal. You remember that?
It gave me anxiety. Like, I would never want to drive the car there because I was like, oh, I don't want to be responsible.
Yeah, it was. Well, and you know, we had like a strict rule there that there was only one car per family. So there was a lot of carpooling being done. And then, you know, there's not a lot of room down. You're downtown. So I remember, I don't want to say who I think whose car it was, but it was crazy. It was like, but they were already in the rink and it was like already the game. So it was like they came out and it was just like, hey, by the way, we already got this taken care of, but your car is a little dinged up.
It's like, oh. It's funny.
Gosh. Not as bad as 1 year. I really need to get my facts straight, but 1 year Jeff was flying somewhere and they had loaded an airplane, and they always drive the bus like right next to the plane, depending on what airport that they're, you know, if they're going domestic, they usually pull the bus right up next to the plane. The guys get on the plane, whatever. The guys are sitting there, and the bus runs into the plane, the wing of the plane.
Oh.
The guys were in Montreal. Jeff was playing for Montreal this time. They were playing in Tampa and going to Florida. And I think they ended up having to, like, I don't know. They had to, like,
find a new plane, probably?
Find a new plane or, I don't know, bus to Florida. I don't know. Anyways, bus ran into airplane. Was not good. Yeah, wild. There's a lot of things like that that happen, like, you know. Just
like if a guy forgets his passport, God forbid, and the whole plane gets held up. You know what I mean? Stuff like that happens all the time.
That's always the panic of, like, you know, the team service guy texting, like, as you're on the way to the airport. Like, don't forget your passports, because you could be, like, hitting up another, like, you know, domestic city and then going to Canada. So you're not really thinking like, oh, I need to put my passport.
I think that's Ty's always his question to me. It's like, do I need my passport this road trip? I'm just like, always take it. Just bring it. Yeah. Just, like, what are you doing?
Just take it. Yeah.
I take it. What if, you know, if I'm going somewhere, what if an opportunity arises to then go out of the country, you know? Who knows?
Yeah. Anywho, well, up next, we are going to talk to Dr. Sarah Goodbranson, all things how she has maintained practicing dentistry across countries, balancing it all with her kids and just really being there and the kind of, you know, support and mental aspect of living through injuries with her husband and seeing him back on the ice finally. And that's up next.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two. Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit and the cheetah took a piece out of him and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune into NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
We are back with our guest. She is a mother of two. She is a dentist, and she's the wife of Eric Goodbranson. So please welcome Dr. Sarah Goodbranson.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
welcome
you so much
to Never
for
Offside.
Thank you.
So funny, Sarah. When I first met you, when Ty was traded to Calgary, and something that I immediately noticed with you and I thought was so funny was your Instagram bio.
Oh, it's long. It's very long.
It's long. Yes. Can you explain it?
I have every city that we've lived in or that I've lived in, except for one, actually, but that's fine. But yeah, just a, kind of a chronological history of every place that I've ever lived or called home.
So yeah, so a lot of people were asking how you and Eric met, just for the background of all these moving around.
Yeah, so background of all of this is, there's a little bit of background to this. So I grew up small town in Northern Ontario, and I had a childhood dream of going to dental school or going to med school growing up until I wanted to be a dentist, but in Florida. And then I did a careers project in high school, realized how crazy it actually would be to make it somehow down to Florida for school. Anyways, long story short, I somehow ended up in Florida, and one of my girlfriends that I worked doing beer promotions through university, she moved down at the same time as I started dental school, and she invited me over to this guy she just started dating's house. So we met there. I was going through like a crazy breakup at the time. 6 months later, I was finally in like a very good place, and we all had a beach day. I actually, probably for the only time in my entire life, skipped school to go to the beach this day with everyone, and we just started talking that day. We really hit it off, and then here we are, like 11 years later.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
First time you skipped school, that's great. Can you just talk about your journey of becoming a dentist and the background there?
Yeah, so both of my parents are dentists, so cliche, joined the family business, but I always swore growing up that I would never go into dentistry. I worked in their office like from the time I was like 10 years old. I was the janitor to start. I'd do anything I could to kind of help out with like the family practice. And I always loved science. I loved everything to do with the human body. I loved anatomy. I loved everything to do with medicine. I always thought I wanted to be a sports medicine doctor. And then I volunteered at Spit Kids for a summer and realized that emotionally I am my father and I would take everything home with me. It's amazing the people that can do that and can kind of compartmentalize and do everything that they can in those places. But for me, I definitely wear it and I don't, I don't let it go as easily. So I think that for me, that career would have been way too tough. So I actually started learning more about dentistry from my parents' associate, learning from somebody other that wasn't my parents, I think was really helpful for me. I had him and his friend who was a family medicine doctor over for dinner, and they kind of both explained their different professions, why they chose what they did. And that was when I kind of switched. I was like, okay, this is actually really cool because it is a combination of science, art. There's so much patient interaction. You build like such strong relationships with your patients too. So that was kind of my pivoting moment. And then I, somehow made the Florida thing work at a school that I really wanted to go to. So it was pretty awesome.
a lot of people were also asking, and Julie and I were talking about this, all the moving around to different teams, and you keep the career going between two countries. Like, how have you been doing that, especially as a mom?
Yeah, that part has been tricky for sure. I feel like I'm very lucky that I started out, I mean, being Canadian also, but started out with dental school in Florida, that I did my American boards when I was in school. I also did my Canadian boards, knowing that with hockey life, things are pretty unpredictable. And I said that then. I had no idea how truly unpredictable they were. But I feel like that kind of kept the door open for me. Luckily, that I, it's like you have to apply for a new license every place that we've moved to. But that's always like the first thing. As soon as we find out where we're going, I'm like, okay, let's get started, see what it takes, see if I can do it. And almost everywhere we've been, with the exception of California, that one I had to commute home to keep working. But everywhere else, I've been really, really lucky that it is a profession that I can at least somehow get away with doing most places.
Synergy with being married to a hockey player, because, you know,
I'm knocking on wood as we speak. The amount of times that I get that, I'm like, yeah, it's crazy.
Wait, have you had any like team emergencies that you've assisted?
No, I was actually for one. I worked in Vancouver. I worked for the team dentist, and there was one night that he wasn't able to make it to the game. So I actually did have to like fill in for him as the team dentist for the night. I was so nervous the entire night, because the way that they did it, they're like, most teams have a room with a dental chair where it's like a really great dental setup. Vancouver actually had a massage table. So if something would have happened to one of the players, I would have had to be that young dentist, female dentist that comes in and is like, okay, now flip your legs upside down, lean back and let me see what's going on. So the whole night I was so on edge. I was like, oh my goodness, if something actually does happen, this would be insane. And this was the same year that Chris Tanev lost like 7.5 teeth in one of those games. I was like, if this goes down tonight, we're somebody's laughing at me. But luckily nothing did happen. But.
Okay. I was so gonna say, and then what did Eric think of that? Like, you guys are, did you guys ride to work together that night? Like, did you, you know?
Luckily we didn't. We lived so close to the arena in Vancouver, so he went early. Yeah, I think he's like, oh no, that's really cool. He was very supportive, but also probably secretly just like really hoping nothing happens to anyone's teeth as well.
Well, yeah, he doesn't want any one of the guys on the team to have to go put their legs up and then you have to go look in their mouth.
Yes, exactly.
I'm gonna like Google that after this. I want you to send me a photo of that, because
I don't even know if I have one, but I'm going to find one now, because it was an experience for sure.
That is so crazy. Well, it's super impressive what, you know, and I feel like we're just like Instagram friends. And of course, like we have mutual friends. So we all see each other like bopping along on our, and you're just such a light, and you're always like you are a dentist, but you have the most beautiful, like just joyful smile. And I love following your journey and literally like watching you, like you're following your path on your Instagram profile. It's really incredible. And with kids, like, I mean, it's no small feat to move that many times, but then you've mixed in children. And how has that been? And how do you manage, I guess, the balance of it all, of like, are you a super type A person? Like what does it take?
I was a super type A person, but luckily Eric is like such a Capricorn, and he has calmed me down and leveled me out when it comes to all of the things that I was type A about. I'm not as crazy with that anymore. Like when we first started dating, he would truly book flights for the completely wrong day. I'd drop him off at the airport and he's like, oh yeah, my flight's not today. So I've had to kind of adjust with that. And I definitely am a lot more go with the flow, especially with having kids now and with all these moves. I think everything just kind of, you have to take it one day at a time. So yeah, I've definitely calmed down on that a lot. I still do the things that I can plan or can be in my control. I do, but yeah, beyond that, I have kind of let things go a lot, and also just kind of, I guess, taking it in and like enjoying the ride. Cause you do realize, especially with everything changing so frequently, Kat, you know this too, how much we're so lucky. Like there's so many amazing relationships that you get to form, amazing people that you get to meet along the way, and amazing opportunities just with every change that comes. So I think just kind of taking that in stride and realizing that it's like, we're very fortunate to have this really cool life where everywhere you move to, you do get this instant group of people, like amazing people that you're connected with. So I think that's definitely been a big help for kind of, yeah, for my approach to how crazy things have been.
Has it been hard to find like childcare in each city? Cause I know every city it's like, it's kind of different. Like, and it's funny connection between the Good Bransons and me, which I like put it full circle together when I ran into you guys at the outdoor game, but your sister-in-law was my babysitter in Montreal, which
yes,
like, just the wildest world. So like they, like Catherine and her sister Florence, they were, hi if y'all are listening, they were like my saving grace in Montreal because I moved there and started having all of our kids there. And if I didn't have Florence and Catherine, like I would have been in a puddle.
Oh my God, that's why I remember her telling me that when we first met too. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. I've heard a lot about them, but I didn't know you at the time. But yeah, she always spoke so highly of you and so highly of your kids. So that was like so important to her too. That's so wild.
Yeah, small world. I don't know, different cities, like it's weird. Like Detroit's like really hard to find childcare here. Like I have to rely on my mother-in-law.
Some more teams are often like competitive. Like, yeah, you know, there's like a couple of babysitters. Yeah.
It's truly crazy. Yeah, I feel like we were very, very lucky. My friend, Rachel Gagne, she's amazing. And she, in Calgary, she helped me. One of her friends was still babysitting and actually helped us there a lot. So that was like the best ever start to having a babysitter, was having somebody that was like close to someone that I trusted so much. Exactly. Rachel's like my everything she does. She's just, she balances everything so well. I kind of like, I've learned so much from her. So having her help me kind of guide in that direction too. Columbus was hard, definitely at first. We had like a crazy change of events happen this summer with our situation. And for me to start work again in the fall, we had a really wild situation with somebody that we tried to use for a week, and it was the worst week and worst amount of things that could have gone wrong in 1 week ever, that I was just like, hey, this is so wrong. This is not happening. So that definitely didn't work out, but we are so lucky now. Sean Corrali, one of Eric's teammates, we were talking in the gym about what was going on with this babysitter that we were trying to hire. And he's like, I'm from Columbus. He's like, I must know somebody. And we're like, I'm telling this whole story. And you're like, you're like a single guy. Like, you don't care about my story about finding a babysitter or whatever. But he went home, was talking to his mom at the dinner table. And his mom's like, I have just the person for them. So it's one of their family friends that Sean grew up with. She's a literal angel. She used to teach kindergarten, grade one, for like 7 years, and found that she was like having so much stress from the public school system here that this year she decided to switch to something different, was looking for something. And it's worked out so amazing. She's so incredible with our kids. She's, she's unbelievable. So we got very, very lucky. But yeah, it's very challenging trying to find somebody.
That's how it works out too. Like to have somebody that's like a degree of separation where you kind of know them, but you don't know them, but enough until you're in a new city that you can trust them enough. And it's a huge change. So to be able to have that one degree of separation of like, okay, well, we're good friends with their mom, you know, their son. So I'm happy that's worked out for you, because it can be so just challenging and like pulls at your heartstrings, because you're just like, how am I gonna, you know, try to be there and enjoy my husband's games while like making sure my kids are, you know, safe and taken care of, and, you know, do all these things in a city that you know nobody. Like,
it's so true.
It's challenging.
Speaking of adjusting, I think you guys have us beat by one team. I think you're eight teams, right?
We're eight, yes. So you guys are what a challenge.
You got us beat.
Between the two of y'all, have you covered? No, because you guys have been on some of the same teams. But I'm
I feel like we're getting there, though.
Yeah, I wonder. Actually, I want to see like a stat of both of the teams and how many we've
get one of those.
Yeah,
stats.
How many cross over. But yeah, do you have, obviously we love a good trade story. Do you have any like crazy trade stories?
Oh my goodness. Our craziest one was definitely when he got traded from Florida to Vancouver. Cause I think at that point neither of us saw it coming. Like he was in Africa with one of his teammates on a trip, and I was in Florida at our apartment in dental school. So I got home from night clinic, and I was literally sat down and like made my dinner, sat on the couch, and just started like scrolling through Instagram. And I saw that he got traded. And then 2 seconds later, his agent calls me and he explains everything. And I was like, okay, I'm like, is this good for him? Like, is this a good trade? And he's like, yeah, it is. I'm like, okay, then it's fine. Eric found out 12 hours later because he was on a riverboat cruise with no Wi-Fi. So everybody knew he'd been traded and he had no clue. And it was, he just signed a 3-year extension. So it was like one of those crazy, just, you would have never seen it coming. They won their division that year. So the team was really good. It was, that was one of those wild ones that you just have no idea. But I'd say that's like the most caught off guard we've ever been caught.
Gets off and of then a river cruise 12 and hours finds later. Out he's traded literally across the continent.
Yes. That's wild. It's crazy. There was someone like right when he finally turned his phone on to, they were sitting at like a, I don't know, somewhere outside eating, and the table behind them, a guy was wearing a Canucks hat too. He's like, what are the chances? This is so weird.
Whoa.
Oh my crazy. God. Yeah, really weird.
Of those eight places, yeah, because Kat, you're seven, what has been your favorite spot to live in, if you can answer, or what has been your favorite thing about each, if we have time?
Ooh, I'd say favorite spot pre-kids definitely was playing in Anaheim. Was amazing. It was so cool because it was, I don't know, you live in like a little bubble there. It's like not real life. I understand that. It was like beautiful. Like we'd walk down to the beach every night, all of our neighbors would come, we'd like bring like a little chair and a tea and just like watch the sunset. Your day is kind of revolve around that. Everyone there was so welcoming, so friendly. It was just such a cool, crazy place to like live before kids. That was really special. I'd say favorite season, Kat, that season in Calgary was hands down. I don't think I will ever have had more fun in a single season than that year. Like we just as a team collectively, everybody was close. We went out before the games, we'd meet for like just for drinks or for like food before the games almost every time. We'd celebrate everything. Like we had 100th game party that year. We had any little thing that we could possibly celebrate, the team went out and celebrated. I was pregnant for half of it and it was still the best year ever.
It's so funny when people ask me like about different groups of girls, I always was like, that Calgary team was fun group.
I love a group that will get together to celebrate anything, and it excuse to celebrate anything that always changes the dynamic and the vibe and sets a tone.
It does. Yeah, it was, that was amazing. So that was my favorite overall fun year. And then Columbus, like we absolutely love it here. We had no idea what we were signing up for coming here, but we have a really, really special group of people here, a special city. It's an amazing place to live, and it's been a really special place for us to call home for the past 2.5 years, I guess.
What are some of your favorite things to do there as a fam?
We go to the zoo a lot. It's like 20 minutes from our house. It's not too far, so we do go just like walk around with the kids. It's easy for them to run around, do whatever. They love it every time, so we do that a lot. There's really good, like sneaky good restaurants here. Mm-hmm. So we go out for dinners. There's like a really, really cute little market around the corner from our house that has like a little restaurant, a little cafe. There's like little shopping carts for the kids. We honestly spend a lot of time there too. But yeah, there's lots of good little things to do here.
I was laughing the other day at your Instagram. You guys were, I think it was like your daughter's gymnastics class, and you're filming her and your husband in this gymnastics class. And I'm sitting there thinking like, what are the other parents thinking when your husband is standing there doing the cutest little dances and he's this big, burly, muscled, tattooed man and your little daughter, like that just must be a spectacle for people to watch. Like Eric Goodbranson is at Tiny Tom's gymnastics. Like it's the cutest thing.
He was doing like the full like hip circles, everything. Yeah. Shoot. It was, yeah, I mean, that's one of my favorite things to watch. I think that's another like beautiful part of Columbus is like the fans here are incredible. Everyone loves hockey, but I don't think many people truly know who they are outside of the rink. They don't pay attention or make it noticed, I guess, yeah, even if they do. So it's kind of like you can live your life just as you normally would, do all the family things with no worry about anything like that. So yeah. Honestly, everyone's doing it together, so I don't even think they noticed him, but but it is quite the difference between him and Zoe up there.
It is the cutest thing, but yeah, it is like you actually said it perfectly, because if it was like you're in a Canadian city where it's like, you know, in Montreal, if you're going to like a gymnastics class with your kid, I mean, it's going to be in the news the next day. Like,
yes,
it's just the difference of, you know, focus or, you know, other things going on, whether it's college football in Columbus, you know, There's different focuses. It's super cute, super fun to watch your family. And Columbus has such a special thing going right now. It's really fun to admire and see. I love watching you girls at your workout classes. Like the whole vibe. You guys have got it going.
I literally DM'd Sarah and I was like, how many people do you work out with? And are you all friends?
That was a one day thing. It was actually a really cute event. It was like a 1 year anniversary for something that it was so overflowed in this workout class. They had to add, I worked out without a mat that day. It was like a full mat class and they just had no extra mats by the end of it because there was that many people. She's like, is that a mirror? It's like, how many people are in there? Truly, it was 150. It was wild. Usually it's six of us. Yeah, it was crazy. It was very fun. Good for her. Good for both of them.
It's six of you from the team normally?
Yeah, usually. It's closer to where most of the other girls live. Odette actually started at the beginning of this year. She'd been going. And it's so nice to have a set time that I can actually have a sitter and make sure that I go and do something with the girls. You kind of get your social time in and also get in a really good workout. So it's been really fun.
This season also has been really special. We just saw that your husband was dealing with an injury. And I can feel that deeply this year as my husband had battled an injury. And just Eric coming back and playing his first game of the season, what kind of toll does that take on you and him and your family, just everything about it? But you guys from afar navigate it so gracefully and you're just still so involved with the team. I don't think people on the outside know what kind of it's stressful, to watch an injury and watch your husband not be able to play, but to watch him come back was really cool.
I'll say I'm so proud of him. I get almost emotional that whole game, even just every game now, every little part of it with him being back is so special. This was his fifth surgery. So he's had a lot in the past. I'd say the ones that he had a few surgeries in Vancouver and those few years for us were really, really hard. So I definitely, I think as soon as I think surgery, I think back to those times and how difficult it was on him and us mentally and just the pressure, everything that they go through with trying to rehab and get back to being healthy. And then Vancouver, when that happened, he ended up with another season ending injury right after that. So it's really sad because you see them working so hard to to do what they love and putting everything out there. And it's definitely such a mental grind for him. I'd say this year with everything, I think perspective has been all time high for us. So he was incredible all year. The way that he handled it, the strength he had going through everything, the way that he was still there for the team, there for our family, there for everybody else around him. It was really, really special. And I'm very, very proud of the way that he's handled everything, the way that he's evolved as a person, as a teammate, as a husband, father, that he was able to do and handle everything the way that he did this year.
Oh, I just know, I feel it as gracefully as he navigated, you alongside him, that just shows what kind of support you're giving from your side too. Not only balancing kids and your job and all of that, but it's the mental aspect of it all. And it is a grind for everybody. And I feel that so, so deeply for you. And just, I'm so happy for you guys that you got to see him, make his season debut, because it is the little things and just to get him back on the ice. And I know with your kids, getting to take your kids, it's different. You can take them to a game and stuff, but to get them to go see dad back on the ice, like you said, I could get emotional for you just thinking just that one game was worth it. And then build from there.
Yeah, it's pretty special. These guys, it's wild because you see, I feel like when it happens, they get injured. They're like, oh, and he's up for this amount of time. And then they're just not expected. But it's the way that I think that it's perceived, it's they're back and they're like, okay, you're good. Let's go. It's kind of almost robotic the way that it is. Yeah. But there's so much behind the scenes and so much that goes into them getting back to being healthy again and mm-hmm. mentally strong. And even after not playing for that long to get into the mental side of playing your first game in however many months with a body that you haven't done that for so long. So it's wild. It's so impressive. The more that I learn about what they do and just the little thoughts and detail that goes into every little part of their sport, it's incredible.
How was the kids' reaction to the first game back?
They were so excited. I mean, my son is like the most excited person all day, every day. The game went into overtime, but he was there till the very end with me, right beside me, watching the game. The last 5 minutes, he was like, okay, mom, I think I'm tired. I'm done. But they were so excited. They're just like running. It's my favorite part of game days. They run around the entire arena. Like our family room is like, you have to go all the way around the arena to get there. And they just sprint around together. They like chat with everyone in the building on the way, say hi to everyone underneath. Like everyone's just so friendly and it's so cool just like seeing even like that like little community that there is within the hockey world that's even separate with like the waitresses, the waiter, like every single person downstairs. It's really cool. So it's very special to see again.
Well, that's so fun. And now you got the rest of the season. You know, the last, what are we in? Two weeks here?
Oh my God, is it?
I know, you guys, it's so crazy.
Flying, but also later into April than usual. So it seems
It feels like, I feel like the date is throwing me off that it's like a mid-April end, but.
Yeah.
Well, I know the last date of our season for sure. So that's nice for me, but.
We do not, Julie.
We do not. And I don't know what is more mentally taxing. I was just talking to Jeff, too, and maybe you can, like, commiserate in it. It's like, I just want your games to be played. Like, I can't – I'm, like, so anxious for the next game. Like, do I have to wait till tomorrow? And then I have to wait till Friday? And then I'm like, can we just, like, get them done? Like, I just want to know.
It's the most exciting hockey ever. It's, like, it's because every single game means so much. Like – feel it in the arena. It's everyone is so excited. Everyone's on the edge of their seat the whole game. It's like playoff games right now in the position that everyone that's battling for this wild card spot did. It's so cool.
Which is like five teams, which is insane. Like five or six teams. It's really wild. I don't think I've ever been in a situation, but I think it's also a mental grind. Like I'm trying to like, I got to maintain my anxious energy because I'm just like, can it be the game day already? Like,
do you have any tips? Because,
just stay busy. Put your kids in all the activities and just stay busy. Because
as if we don't talk enough, Julie called me yesterday and just was like rambling on about like not the unknown.
I hate this like unknown. I'm like, God, they're doing it again. Like,
wild.
Like a solid yep or nope. This whole like purgatory right now.
Really, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I always tell myself like it is already written. It'll be what it'll be. I cannot control any of this.
Yeah.
See, I think the opposite with my superstitions. I fully think that I could control the narrative, but apparently not this year.
Yeah, with your socks, with your dirty socks.
I love that so much.
Well, do you guys have any superstitions? Do you or Eric?
I'd say not superstitions. We're big like manifestors, I guess you could say. I feel like all the girls on our team are right now. It's, we're big at that. But I'd say superstitions not as much anymore. He's like relaxed on a lot of the things that he used to do. Now that we have kids, he's like settled down on a lot of things. So it's.
Okay, so what are the girls doing to manifest? Like, what are the vibes?
Oh, like writing down, like, CBJ will win tonight. CBJ will win tonight 10 times
over. I love that.
It's amazing.
I hate that for us, but I love that.
I know. Sorry to every other team right now, but we're really putting it out there.
You know what? Good for you guys. I better start my vision board bigger, bigger, bigger after this.
Yes. Just put it out there.
I'm gonna hijack the team baby shower I'm hosting tomorrow, and I'm gonna turn it into a manifestation.
Yeah, team manifestation.
Sorry, here's your mini vision board. Get to work.
I love that.
Just pulling my weight here. That reminds me of Montreal Cat when we were there. It was just like everything. We felt like we had like a duty, like
the good vibes only good Instagram vibes post. Only.
That became psychotic.
It took over my mornings. Like I had to find a perfect song for it to repost your post.
Yeah, and then it took over my life and my sanity. I would be getting messages upon messages. Like if it took a little bit later in the day for me to post, like
I would get mad at you. I'd be like, post that thing.
I was getting it from every angle. I was like, I'm coming.
Yeah, so Sarah, we literally posted on our Instagram stories and tagged all the girls, and it was just like this thing with a hockey puck that said good vibes only. Like, I don't even know where you found that. Like, did you Google that?
It became, like, if I look, like, if I'm looking back at it now, if I, like, went to my old stories, I'd be like,
what were we doing? You're such a loser.
But then, like, people started making us, like, company, like, made us, like, all these, like, bracelets. Like, it became this, like, city, like, collective thing, and I couldn't let the people down.
It was cool. That's I loved
amazing.
It. I think I bought a sweatshirt that said good vibes only during that time.
I was made stuff. Like, you guys, I have, like, boxes filled with, like, good vibes only, like, stuff that was sent to me because I was the – anyways, it
– We'll have a manifest. Over.
Yeah.
I love that.
That version of manifesting.
Manifested all at the Team Bachelorette. We were loving following along with that.
Did we ever? Oh my goodness. Yeah. We put it out there. It didn't work that night, but you know what? We tried our best.
How was that? Who were the brides again?
Odette and then Maddie Provorov. So Maddie and Ivan are already married, but we didn't get to celebrate at the end of last year. So we celebrated for her this year too.
It looked like a time, so.
It was a time. Dre Severson is the funniest and most amazing person in the entire world.
So I met Dre on the concourse at the outdoor game too. And then I just saw the Instagram of her on stage singing with the band. And I was like, that's my girl. Like that.
She had bruises the next day from her tambourine. It was incredible.
So explain how that happened. Like, how'd she get up there? Like,
I don't know. I feel like it's just what she did. She somehow just went up. They gave her a tambourine. At first she had like the little blow ups that, and even those, I was picking up the stuff that we're going to do for the Bachelorette. And my son's like looking at the Etsy screen. He's like, you need to get these. I'm like, okay, let's go. So we carried around like a blow up Ivan and Zach all night. And Dre was dancing with them and it somehow got her on stage. And then, yeah, it was a whole thing. It was amazing. It was just so funny.
It was epic. And I love a good tambourine. I mean,
love a good tambourine. Very underrated instrument.
So fun for you girls. And I love how y'all lean all into it and everybody just went for it. And I think it's so fun this time of year, especially. I feel like all the bachelorettes and all the, you know, baby showers and things like that are really, I think everybody does that kind of around March and April. And so I just love seeing everything across the league and all the different celebrations.
Yeah, it's awesome. I find it gets usually planning these parts. You probably find this too towards the end of the year. You're like, oh my goodness, like it gets to be a lot, but it is amazing. Every year I'm like, we're going to do this early. We're going to get it done early, but not everything's the end of the year. And then it always ends up being the end of the year, but it's so worth it. It's so fun.
I mean, it's cool for you guys that it's during an exciting time. You know what I mean? It's not just like wind down, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. No, it's so perfect.
Cat winding down.
Just winding down. Yes, as no. Unfortunately, planning our team, you know, end of the year party. So, you know, like.
Which sounds like it's going to be fun. I mean, vibes are high with the Sharks. Whether Very y'all nice. Have gathered points or not, vibes are high there. And that is this building block of the future. So there's that. Kat Toffoli is leading the charge.
Go Kat.
With good vibes only.
Did you hear, Sarah, that she's going to be housing two players next year?
I'm not. It's just this online rumor, and now Julie's.
I saw that. Oh my goodness! Somebody asked you if you had two teenage boys.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought that it was the narrative of social media because our fans here are so big on social, and they love these two kids. So they turned it into this whole like they're our kids. But Julie and I have talked about how apparently if you just Google me and Ty, we have like seven kids. So like AI.
Just from everyone you've taken in on every team.
Maybe. Like it's weird. AI got fooled by, I guess, hockey social media maybe. Who knows? But
that's so hilarious. Funny. It's the sleepovers for sure.
How's this group of girls compared to that fun Calgary team? Like, is it similar?
I'd say it's not the same. Like, we don't go out as much as a team here. It's harder because everyone does live farther here. Like, I feel like Calgary, everyone lived like 10 minutes from downtown. So everyone would go out after the game. So that's the one thing that we don't do as much here, and there are a lot of young families too, so that's a little bit different. But the girls, we do everything. Like, it's one of those where, like, there any charity thing, like anything that comes up, and they're like, hey, can you girls come? And every single girl's on board every time. That's pretty amazing. Like, just planning any little thing, everyone joins in. And I feel like that makes it so special, makes you want to plan more. Mm-hmm. And it makes everything that you do so much more enjoyable. So we, like, collectively have such an unbelievable group of girls that everyone shows up always.
What are some of the fun things you guys have done, maybe to help out with charities, like before a game or anything? Have you guys done anything like that this season?
Yeah, we do a lot of Salvation Army drives before games. Columbus is really special. They have a really close connection with Ronald McDonald House here. So they kind of give us free rein that whatever we want to do, like if we have any suggestion of what we can do there, like we can host a bingo night, we can bring an ice cream truck, we can do whatever to make it special. There's also two rooms that the girls here actually take care of. So there's the princess room here, which is really cute. We get to like get like all like little dresses for the girls to put on, little wands, all little things for them to, and it's a beautiful, beautiful room. So we're in charge of upkeeping that and making sure that it stays special for them. There's an amazing Blue Jackets room in the basement. There's like this really cool staircase at the Ronald McDonald House here that the Jackets have actually turned into this like tree house. It has a Zamboni in it. There's a slide that can help you get you down the stairs. It's very special. So the Jackets are very, they're very, I guess, like a huge part of just the Columbus community, the hospital, the Ronald McDonald House. So it's pretty amazing the opportunities that we do have to really help out here and make a difference, not just kind of like showing up for the events, showing your face. It's like you're actually put to work, which is really special.
It's amazing. Been really cool to see you girls like lean in from line change perspective. We do a lot with the Blue Jackets, and you know, every team is different from who we work with, and hands down the Blue Jackets working with them is a dream, because of not only they're ideating on like sky's the limit of what we can do in terms of like marketing and bringing you girls in, but because you girls show up and are so prevalent already like on the concourse for the event, it's like that is it. It's just such a dream from like working perspective and working with a team that has a group of wives that's so involved. Like I can't, like obviously I knew that from being a wife myself, and it just makes a difference from like our side, but now I'm on like the other side too, and it is just so wonderful. Like it makes everything just 10 times better, and the whole team, the whole organization, getting to work with them has been so fun, and has been just, like I said, a dream to work with.
Oh, that's special to hear. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, everyone here they're all on board for everything. And you guys with the sweater that Meredith did, that sold out so quickly. That was the amount of people that I had coming up to me after, like, how do I get one? I ended up giving my babysitter's mom my sweater because that you could not get them. Like, you guys, yeah. That was, yeah, you guys did incredible with that. So good job. That was awesome.
Well, it was an amazing response, and I wish we could do more, and it potentially more will be coming in the future, but it was really wild how quickly that sold out, and just super special and happy that we could, you know, help and contribute, because, you know, you guys have just done such an amazing job, you know, supporting Meredith and the organization in general. It's just the reaction and response and banding behind their entire family has been very powerful, and just beyond her, but just showing you like what the NHL family means, and y'all have been the perfect picture of what support truly looks like on and off the ice. So that's kudos to you guys. So
yeah, Meredith, I mean, you guys know she's such a special person, and that's just, I feel like her community that she has around her is incredible. Like whether it's like her close friends from home, her family, her everyone. Like, I mean, if you see John and Mary this summer, it's like every summer they're at a wedding every weekend, because that's really who they are. Like you meet them and you gravitate to them instantly. They're just such special, special people. So yeah, like that's just what they kind of attract and what they bring around is you're always going to be there for them. Mm-hmm. So that's who they are.
It's nice that you all are together and are so close, and already were so close. So it's nice that you guys are all able to support each other.
We like to wind down with our quick shootout questions. So we are going to start off, Kat, you go first.
What are you and Eric watching right now?
Ooh, Severance. Not sure about it, though.
I've had several people tell us we should watch it, but I feel like that's a show I need Jeff with me, and he's not around much anymore.
Yeah. Everyone loves it. They say it's great. It's like kind of freaking me out a lot, to be honest. I don't know. We'll get back to you on that one once we're deeper in. I think maybe we're not quite there yet with it, but yeah.
What is your favorite go-to workout?
Ooh, I love running. I also love boxing. I'd say that's actually my favorite, but my go-to would be just like I get on a treadmill and just sprint.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Favorite career moment so far of Eric's?
Oh my goodness. I'd say his 500th game where we brought all of his family to New York for it, but then he got kicked out. So I think I have to take that one off of there.
Wait, go back.
We brought his whole family there to celebrate his 500th game. And he ended up getting into a fight in the middle of the game, or like threw his gloves like halfway into the stands, got kicked out of the game. So it was, definitely not
with all your people,
our people there. And Eric was just down for the count, out of the game. Still a very special trip.
Well, that's
one of the most memorable. Right? Counted. Yes, yeah, for that sure.
Not favorite, but most memorable.
Memorable. Yeah.
What would have been epic is if he came and sat with y'all in the stands afterwards.
He would never. He was so angry. He would never.
He was so mad. Oh, man. Okay. What is the best or most favorite dental office you've ever worked in, you know, across the board, across the countries, I guess?
Honestly, right now. I'm working in schools, treating kids, and I absolutely love it. It's a really cool program. It's like, I feel like I've slowly gravitated more to working with kids in every city that I've been. Like usually I'm the associate. They're like, okay, you take all the kids. And I love that. But this job, I'm strictly working with kids. We travel around to different schools, like around the Columbus area, and it's really special. So I'd say this one right now, but it's not really an office per se.
That's cool.
I always lived in Calgary when you said that the office was kind of far, so that was like your quiet time or whatever, like
yes,
driving to it.
It was 45 minutes of like peace with a young baby at home, so it was nice.
Oh, I would take 45 minutes in a car anyway.
Right? Yeah. It was great.
That stuck out to me when you were like, I love that drive. I was like,
yeah, I still love driving.
Yeah, it's like, can I walk there?
Yeah, right. Seriously.
You probably would.
I probably would, even in
how many steps?
Calgary weather. Literally. Okay, favorite thing to do on an off day?
Ooh, I'm going to go zoo again. We're big zoo people, apparently.
I was trying to text you and you weren't getting back to me, and I looked on your Instagram and you're at the zoo. So I was like, oh, okay. She's
that lines up. Yep. Sorry.
No, I was jealous. So.
And last but not least, a special writer wrote in, Meredith Goudreau asked, what should she name their next child?
Oh my goodness. Oh, yeah. I don't have an answer for this one, but baby is coming so soon, so we will find out in one day.
Do you have any guesses, boy or girl?
I think boy. I thought boy the whole time. I feel like but we'll find out tomorrow. I don't know. I'm not a name person. Eric has come up with all of our baby names, so I'm no help on this front. We were like, Meredith and I were talking, like spitballing some. I'm like, but I'm definitely not the person to come up with a name.
Oh, that's so cute. Well, we're all anxious and excited. But anyways, thank you so much for joining us, Sarah. I love getting chat with you and catch up with you. You are just a ray of light and just incredible, balancing it all and handling all of the moves with so much grace, and just, you're a rock star.
Yeah, thank you. It was so nice getting to chat with you both.
She's so fun. I just love getting to chat with her and actually like a conversation, because we're just Instagram friends and following each other's lives.
Yeah, she really is. She's just a great person to be in on a team setting. You know what I mean? Like, she's just so welcoming, and I love that you complimented her big smile as a dentist.
I mean, it's just vibrant. Like, the fact that she's a dentist, but like I go to her because of her smile. So she's doing a good job for herself, but that you can just, it's her personality, and you can see that as just like, she is such a warm, welcoming person. And I can just see how every team, how that they've been on, like how they just fit in, because they're all in people and they're there for the right reasons. They lean into it. I just, good vibes from that girl.
But good vibes. Good vibes. Manifest.
Yeah. I was going to say the manifesting from the Columbus Blue Jackets is going to have to tone it down a notch, coming from a Detroit Red Wings fan right now that's trying to do my very own manifesting. But
I was dying. I was like, ooh, wow, you guys are nice that you're getting along right now.
It's going down to the wire. But yeah, it's all in good fun. And I mean, we get it. It's no lie. We're all locked into every game for the rest of the season. I mean, I was, like we said, I'm just so annoyed how many days I have to wait in between games to find out our fate. Like,
yeah.
Gone are the days of being locked into the playoffs. Like, I just, this is like, I'm part of it. Like, I'm the one that's going, I'm like, this is the mental grind, guys. This is it.
Well, it's crazy. After they left Calgary and signed with the Blue Jackets, that next season for us in Calgary was one of those where we didn't know, I think, until the game before the last one, maybe. So it was the same. We were, everyone's
exciting, but it's also the worst.
Yeah, it's exciting. And I love that you guys said it's like playoff hockey right now, even. So.
It is fun. And, I think they have Sarah has the perspective too. It's just like, you don't take any of this for granted anymore. Like earlier on in our careers, you didn't realize like how few and far between playoffs comes. And that is not, that's not looked upon lightly, at least from my eyes. And I just, want it so badly, but it is, like I said, it is already written. I have no control over it. I can just control my energy and
as you're on your notepad right now doing what she said to try to.
As I'm changing the whole I'm gonna be like having girls' nights from here on out to be like, this is what we're doing. No, I'm kidding.
I love it.
So fun. Anyways, exciting next couple weeks. Gosh, I just cannot believe we're into April, and here goes. And Kat, just we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I know, right? It's funny. I might hop on a flight here in a couple hours to go just have dinner with Ty in Newport because.
What?
I'm kidding. The airport's right here. So I was like, what are you doing for dinner? Do you have a team dinner?
That's so cute.
I know, because it's funny when she said Anaheim was her favorite place. It's because Newport Beach, they live in Newport. Yeah. And it's one of me and where Ty and I love to go. And we have our favorite restaurants there. So I was like, maybe I'll see
only
if there's
in California. Like literally though, only in California would that come to mind of like, let me just like hop down to Newport. I'd be like me being like, oh, I'm just going to jet over to Toronto for a second and then come back.
It's not just that. The airport in San Jose is very convenient. It's like right there.
It has to be small, manageable.
It's so small. You're
no passports involved.
No. And you're door to door through security in literally like 12 minutes.
What
maybe.
Is it like Southwest flight? Like,
there's like ongoing Southwest flights everywhere.
I feel like
and they're
you
cheap
pay cash for those.
But. Yeah. So I'm like, maybe
$47 one way. Sure.
100%. It's crazy.
I love that for you. I wish that was, well, maybe there's a Southwest flight to Columbus.
Literally. Yeah. It's connected me with my LA friends being funny. It's weird being back in California, but not in LA. You know what I mean? Because that's where all my adult life friends are. So now that I'm so close to them,
I say do it.
I know. I gotta make sure he doesn't have a team dinner. But if not, I'll just surprise.
Love that.
I'm kidding.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in today to our 11th episode of Never Offside. Like, subscribe, follow. Go give our last few episodes a listen. Yeah, just keep following along and follow our Instagram because we're getting a little bit more active over there. And it's really fun. Kat manages all that. Give her props.
Well, I love the DMs. I love the positivity. I love the feedback. I read everything. I might not get back to everybody because, you know, it's I have my own Instagram too, but it's really fun and we really enjoy the positive feedback and we really appreciate everyone. So we'll see you next week on Never Offside with Julie and Kat. Thanks for listening.